The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU, 55th ACM's Wednesday night at 8 on CBS, hosted by Keith Urban. And three performance venues, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman, Bluebird, and our coverage brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150. Five nominations for Maren Morris. What a year. I know we were supposed to do this back in April. That's been all put on hold. And now, of course, we're well further on down the line. You've already got an award for the collaboration and for the musical performance of the year. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a cool thing to kick the week off with.
Your year has been kind of so interesting. Now you had your son and you've been home, and now all of this, does it seem like you have so much unfinished work to do now that you got to do the thing tonight and then you have all these awards, and it's a job, right?
I mean, I have just been clamoring to do anything fun like this for so long, mm-hmm. but we all have the last 6 months. So I am just so happy to be here. I'm glad that they're figuring out a safe way to do it during this time. And, you know, I'm glad that they didn't cancel them. I'm glad that they're finding a way to do it in a safe way tonight.
I could sit down and go over all the things you've accomplished in your career in the few short years you've been doing this. But I think one of the things that's most accomplished about you is when you became a mother, you have now a social voice that you've never had before. And that must open doors for you and to your heart when you become a mother. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changes your perspective, and I feel like you join this club of mothers that get it, and especially, you know, other artists in town that are also moms, and, you know, do their career as well, and bring their kids on the tour bus. You know, I've had a lot of amazing women here in Nashville and my artist community that have given me great advice on how to do everything. And make your kid feel like it's a normal childhood because you can make it that way and also do your job. So I am excited to watch Hayes grow up on the road with me and him be a little tour bus baby.
Oh, so now when I'm sure Ryan, when he gets back to go back on the road, he's going to have a culture shock that he's going to be, Hayes will be with you on the bus and then he'll be somewhere else in the country.
He's going to miss him.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be tough. Well, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. I know you got a busy schedule today. Good luck. Have fun on Wednesday night. Where's your performance from when you get up and do Hell and Back?
I am very fortunate to be doing my performance at the Ryman.
Oh, good.
Feels like I'm going home.
Okay. Well, good. We'll look forward to that. That's coming up Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on CBS3. Good to see you, Maren. Have a great day.
Too.
Okay.
You too.
Congratulations.
Good talking to you.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.